Former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has been found guilty of crimes in the Balkans and genocide in Srebrenica, a mass murder of 8,000 Muslim men and boys in July of 1995, the worst atrocity in Europe since World War II. The court sentenced Karadzic to 40 years in prison. He's 70 years old. His five-year trial presented testimony on charges of 11 counts of war crimes, including 2 counts of genocide. Julian Borger, author of The Butcher's Trail, How the Search for Balkan War Criminals Became the World's Most Successful Manhunt, he says the failure of the trial has been a lack of reconciliation in Serbia and Bosnia, where it's a more divided society than it has ever been.
Oh, I don't think you could ever say it ends an era or closes an arc in that the scale of the killing during these wars in the 90s is so great that whatever is done in terms of Karadzic is going to be, from the point of view of justice, a drop in the bucket. I mean, over 130,000 people died in all the various wars of the accompanied the collapse of Yugoslavia in Croatia, in Bosnia, in Kosovo, and the number of indictees at the Hague War Crimes Tribunal is 161. So it's an illustrative show of justice rather than an exhaustive one.
What was Karadzic's case here in his own defense?
He was striving throughout the breakup of Bosnia into its 2 parts to minimize casualties, to minimize the losses on all sides. He does admit that there were executions, mass executions in Srebrenica, for example, but blames those on irregular paramilitaries and denies any responsibility. His whole line is that he was struggling for peace.
So it's the it's a dirty business war. We're all working for the same goal of peace, and sorry about the dead.
Yes, I think you could pretty much sum it up that way, that the war is terrible, losses on all sides. I myself was trying to keep it to a minimum.
What did this trial teach us about the relationship between Radovan Karadzic and Milosevic, the president of Greater Yugoslavia, who also had his own Greater Serbia idea? Radovan Karadzic, of course, being the president of the Republic of Srpska, the Bosnian Serb territory.
That's right. I mean, you've got to see Milosevic as an overarching figure here, the orchestrator of the collapse of Yugoslavia, with this aim of building a greater Serbia, and that would be built at the expense of both Croatia and Bosnia, taking what he claimed were the Serb parts. And so in both Croatia and Bosnia, he had what you might call useful idiots, people who were prepared to do his bidding and to create these Serb statelets within other states, and so that they would move towards creating this greater Serbia. And Radovan Karadzic was his man in Bosnia. I mean, they never always agreed. Milosevic just dumped Karadzic at the end, but there was no doubt that Karadzic was part of a master plan from Belgrade, received arms before the war began so that Serb forces would be ready to seize territory in a very well-orchestrated plan. So he was an underling, but a very significant underling.
With the end of this trial, will the beast of this nationalism be put to rest, or will it rise again?
It's already risen and it never went down. This is one of the failures of this judicial process, is no sign of reconciliation. The divisions between Serbs, Croats and Bosniaks or Bosnian Muslims right now are deeper than they've ever been. Children grow up completely separately, learning different stories about the past in their different schools. It is a more divided society than it has ever been. So that part of the peace process that was brought in 95 and the judicial process, in that way, it has failed to reintegrate the country. And nationalist politicians, nationalist myths, national self-identity are still a dominant force today.
Which may be the most meaningful verdict of all.
Yes, in many ways. In many ways, what he sought to do in Bosnia, to divide it, create a more or less purely Serb entity, taking up half the country, well, that has been a success. The exercise in what they called ethnic cleansing has been a success, and it has been cemented in place by this peace agreement, the Dayton Peace Agreement from 1995, that was intended to stop the war and stop the warring parties in their tracks where they were, but it has become this concrete straitjacket that is the country has found it impossible to escape. And so it has been a curse on modern Bosnia.
Julian Borger is author of The Butcher's Trail, How the Search for Balkan War Criminals Became the World's Most Successful Manhunt. Julian, thanks so much.
Thank you.